Saturday morning, I loaded up the boys and headed back out to Cangro Hydro Farms to visit our friend Jimmy Vo and take part in a Botany for Beginners cyanotype workshop. I spoke about Cangro Farms last year and their dedication to supplying Wichita's culinary scene with hydroponically grown microgreens, edible flowers, garlic scapes, figs, jujubes, and other specialty produce grown on the property near 55th Street South and Meridian, across from Campus High School. This year, the farm is expanding its community programming with conservation and sustainability workshops in partnership with the National Resource and Conservation Service. Saturday's workshop focused on cyanotypes, an early photographic printing process that uses sunlight to create deep indigo images. Artist Anna Posher Morowitz guided us through the process. We coated paper with a light-sensitive solution. Then we wandered the farm collecting plants and flowers to press into silhouettes. Theo found a weathered cattail, while Arlo gathered dandelions, thyme, sorrel, and violas. After exposing the prints in sun and rinsing them in water, our collections appeared in bright white against rich blue backgrounds. Later, everyone gathered in the red barn, while Jimmy served chapche noodles with tofu, shiitake mushrooms, peppers, snow peas, fava shoots, garlic scapes, and spinach seed pods, followed by a slice of cold watermelon for dessert. It was one of those afternoons where art, agriculture, and food all met in the same place. A reminder that Wichita's culinary community continues to grow in thoughtful and unexpected ways. For KMUW, I'm Travis Russell.